Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim, and I'm Mateen filling in for Kasim today. And our guest is Walton. So Walton, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yes, my name is Walton. I live in Maryland, Southern Maryland. Been here for quite a while, almost 21 years. And during the day, I am a community engagement and marketing manager for a nonprofit that works to build towards all women in business and pay equity, all of those things for all women in business. And then after 9 to 5, I have my own business called Black Woman Owned. And that's where we give Black woman owned businesses visibility through social and digital media to help increase their annual revenue. And we do that through our online business listing and our social media platforms.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Oh my goodness. So I was laid off at the end of maternity leave with my first child. And it was an opportunity for me to stay home and build towards my marketing resume. So in the past, I guess almost five years ago, I had only been working in marketing in a freelance capacity. And I really wanted to hone in on different marketing specialties, mostly social media marketing, digital marketing. And my husband and I had a discussion. He said, well, you can just stay home and, you know, figure it out. And in the meantime, I wanted to build my resume and still do something fun. So I realized that almost all of the managers that I've had in my work experience have been Black women. And a lot of the freelance projects that I have worked on have been led by Black women as well. And then I ran into some statistic that Black women business owners made or it was really difficult for us to reach capital and reach customers. And it made sense to me because as a social media marketer, I did not see in advertisements, I did not see a lot, and this was in 2019, I didn't see a lot of advertisements for these businesses. So I decided an easy lift for me was to get on Instagram and find these women across the world and just tag them and tell people about their businesses. And it went from one Instagram page to now we have a website with over 400 women listed across the world and building partnerships and education resources. It's been great. But that was the start of it, being laid off.
Yeah, for sure. I had a similar experience. I was actually telling one of our recent guests right before that I was working for a company that was bought out by a larger consulting firm. That's how we like started working on this company full time. So very similar experience for me.
Awesome. Yeah, it's funny what being put in a certain circumstance will allow your brain to come up with.
Exactly. So you mentioned that you have business all around the world, right? So what percent of them are in the US? Like what other countries are you working with people in? Like, what does that look like for you?
I will say that 90% or maybe even 95% are in the US. So they've been US-based product and service businesses, but we've worked with businesses that were, this one particular business we've worked with to do some virtual content in Paris. And we also have some women in South Africa. There's some women in London that are on the listing. South Africa is probably the largest international area that we have that is on our listing, but about 95% are in the US. But we've been seeing some uptick and it's been exciting. We have a meeting with someone in South Africa next week to see how we can help amplify their business. It doesn't matter where they're located when it comes to Black women on, as long as we can help share the word, we're going to do it.
Awesome. So how do you find and reach new people? I mean, it seems like you're expanding globally and you know, there's so many business, I think, in so many different countries and maybe you're not even, you know, reaching people right now. It's like, how do you like focus on getting like the word out about what you're doing?
That's so funny. So the first year it was just me researching and just finding, and when I say researching, I mean via hashtag or via Google search, asking people that I know. So I have friends in different countries and they'll be telling me, hey, my friend so-and-so is here and I'm great. Can I put her on my listing? But now we're at a place where we're being approached with other people, just they just come and they fill out our form and then they get on the website. So we're not necessarily searching anymore. Now we're just looking through the women who come to us. And of course, we're still looking, not to say that my search has ended, but we've gotten to a point where I don't have to go out and reach. Like, it's just all right here on my plate. Now I have to kind of go through. And it takes a little bit longer for me to get women on the website these days because there's so many women.
For sure. So if somebody's working with you, what does that process look like? So they're on your website, but like, what are you providing for them? Like, how are you adding value for their business?
Absolutely. That's something that we're working on this year heavily, is adding value. So as of right now, you get on our website. It's a simple form. You complete it, you're up. And that's it. That it's super simple. But outside of that, on our social media platforms, we try to take the women who are on our listing and also display them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So we make sure that we go across all platforms and share their information. So it'll be from a reel to just graphic content to just an infographic. We'll share that there as well. And then when we have other opportunities to do education, something like we're working right now with Grow with Google, or the DMV Google Coach, that provides digital information and resources via workshops to help them grow their business. So that's another way that we provide value. We will get and do these online workshops, and they're free. Allow them to come whenever they would like to, or sign up for the replay. And that's how we also provide information. And then on social, we also speak with a lot of people or organizations that provide funding. So a few months ago, we spoke with the CEO of Black Ambition, and that is a grant that, or a competition that provides to the winner $1 million towards their business. And we spoke with the CEO about the best way for applicants to be prepared for that application. And that was an amazing experience, because three women from our listing became semifinalists, and there were 250 semifinalists, and three of the women from our listing were on there. So that was really exciting. We have another workshop coming up. But that's how we give our value. We put you on our website, we put you on our socials, but we also provide that information about funding, because that barrier, that access is sometimes it's hard to even find information about, you know, preparing yourself for a grant.
Definitely. So most of the people that work with you, they typically solar founders or like, you know, medium size. What's the company size typically of the people that you're working with?
We have a lot of solo founders. I would like to say that 85% of the women who come to Black Women Own are smaller businesses. They may make a lot in revenue, but they're still in that stage where they don't have a lot of full-time employees. So I would say definitely 85% of those women are small businesses who are solopreneurs and may have a few contractors, if they have contractors at all. And then the other percentage of those businesses are veterans in the business. They have employees, they have headquarters, they're in stores, they're in Walmart, they're in Target. But a heavy percentage are those women who don't have that ability to hire quite yet.
Right. So is it like, are most of the women that you work with, are they in a specific industry, or what does that look like?
Yes. So 75% of the women of the women on our listing are product-based businesses. And out of those product-based, I can't give you the actual breakdown of how many are beauty, but a large number of those 75% are beauty and lifestyle brands. So anywhere from vitamins to skincare to hair care, nail care. We do have some product-based service-based businesses that are 25% of our listing, but a major portion of our listing are in the beauty product space.
So your business is mainly driven on technology. So people juggle with a lot on the technology side when they start the business. So what's your point of view on that?
So we want to be a place where you have to be able to purchase. So as long as you have a website that has a working link where people can purchase from you, then you're good to go. We don't require you to have a social media platform, just because we know that as business owners, you're not a marketer, and we get it. it can be hard sometimes to juggle all the things, but we do require that someone has a website where people can purchase their services or their products. And not that we won't display them at some point, they just won't be listed on the website.
That makes sense. So you mentioned that you work with lots of solo founders, and I think in 2023 is the age of AI, artificial intelligence. So are you seeing a lot of the founders that you work with using AI as a kind of replacement, as opposed to hiring more folks and being able to kind of do more tasks and get, you know, more things done in their business?
I can't say that I've seen a lot of that quite yet. I think that AI has huge potential to help business owners, but from the women that I see, even just on my timelines, wherever on social media, or even the women that I talk to, they haven't quite tapped into using AI for their business, which brings me to a good point. Now we should have a workshop on such to help these women. I will say though, the product-based, the service-based businesses on Black women-owned are usually agencies, and they are tapping into AI. So I do see them, the women who provide more services as opposed to product, I do see them tapping into AI because they provide the service of marketing mostly. So they kind of know the deal.
Definitely. So what specific use cases, I think you mentioned that they're not using it yet, but you think they may in the future. So what specific use cases do you feel like, you know, AI could help with, either even if it's like in your business or in their businesses specifically?
I think content creation and organization. So as an entrepreneur, if I am a CPA, I don't necessarily know how to get on social media and create content that will bring more business to me. So I think that these different, and I will also say Canva has a lovely AI tool that I am obsessed with when it comes to writing copy. So I think that it's a great opportunity for the marketing side, to be completely honest. I haven't gone beyond using AI outside of copy and just content material, but I think that it'll be extremely beneficial and kind of just take that off their plate. If it's not, you know, I think it's dangerous a little bit to trust all of your marketing to AI. However, I think it's a really good idea to use it as a tool for your marketing in general.
Definitely. And actually, one use case that we've seen is lots of solo founders have a high level AI chatbot on their website. So it's essentially like a store assistant giving the customer the experience that they would get like going to the mall, so going to the store and getting them from the front of the store all the way to checkout.
Yeah, an excellent customer experience. And we need that. That's a good idea. I like that. I should actually talk about. Thank you for all these ideas for content.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. So what would you say was your biggest challenge with starting this business?
Oh man, two biggest challenges, capital and time. So I started the business and I didn't have a full-time role. My only full-time role was being a mom and a wife. But then as the time progressed, I have my own full-time job. And now we have two children. But it took quite a while for me to build the website because I had to pay for it outside of my other bills and other expenses. And it wasn't cheap at all. And then just the time to really dedicate to nurturing the brand too. It's a community-based organization. All of the things we do are for the community. And if we're not able to interact with them or have the time for it, it can slow us down and slow down our progress.
Definitely. So I guess, as you mentioned, like you're working a full-time job. So really, how are you able to manage your time doing that and doing this?
Well, I have a wonderful support system, and I was able to hire an executive assistant who really helped me with very specific admin with Black Women Owned. My husband right now is with our two kids. After this, you know, we'll tackle bedtime and bath time together, but having that help at home has been extremely beneficial. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without them or my assistant, because she helps send all the emails to people to let them know that they've been accepted on the website and they're going up, or we need verification. So without those people, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't have anything done.
That's awesome. So what is the definition of success for you?
I feel like my success goalpost moves every time I reach the success that I'm looking for. So as of right now, success for me is to be efficiently running the business and making sure that we're reaching our community. So that's what Black Women Own. Success in my home is keeping everyone alive and well. And success in my job is making sure that I maintain and do my job well and exceed expectations. So every time those things get done, it kind of moves. It's like, okay, you're successful at this one part. Next, like, what can we take on now, or what can we give away to do more? So my success goalpost moves in all aspects of my life.
So what are your top priorities in next 3 to 6 months?
My top priorities are securing partnerships for next year, early next year, for Black History Month and Women's History Month, as well as creating the content and events that we need for our community. So last year we had a holiday market. So my job is to now secure the sponsorship to produce another holiday market and have our first ever digital pitch competition. So my top priority is to get in those partners who are helping us make that happen, helping us get that education, helping us get that opportunity for our community and move forward.
That's awesome. So if somebody was going to join your community, like, what does that look like? Are they on weekly calls? Like, what are all the, you mentioned adding value. It's like, what is the value that they're getting out of this community?
I think so. For me as a mom, as a mompreneur, I need something that is not going to make me attend. And I think the value out of Black Woman Owned is that we don't make anyone do anything. You're able to tap into our newsletter and get information about grants whenever you feel like it. You're able to come on social media whenever you feel like it. You're able to watch a replay if you missed it. So we're always providing education and resources whenever someone wants to reach it. It's not based on attendance or participation, which I think is important, especially as someone who is busy all the time. I need that. So I kind of made a community for people like me who are super busy and don't necessarily have a lot of time. But the value for me with Black Woman Owned is getting that education when you want to receive it, getting that information when you want to tap into it, when you're ready to do so.
So is there like a Slack channel where everybody's communicating or chat? Like, you know, do you have that going on?
We don't. And I've done that before for other companies in my community engagement life. And it's just not something that I can keep up yet. And it's not something that I can pay for someone. So I rather not, you know, kind of make it happen and then like Slack on the Slack, you know? However, I will say we are putting together more physical or in-person events that allow people to congregate with one another. But as of right now, there's no channels. We do have a community that we would like to start online, but I just don't have the capacity at this time.
Makes sense. So what is the one biggest piece of advice you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh my goodness. So this is like, it's major, but it's minor at the same time. I chose Black Woman Owned, the name, because I just thought it was so smart and savvy and it just made sense. And I wanted to get it trademarked. I did not do the research on what could be trademarked and what made sense for trademarking a name. I didn't speak with a lawyer about it. I was just like, here, I'm just gonna pay you, use this, get it trademarked. And it was denied. And my world crumbled. So I was so sad. I'm still a little sad about it, but it's fine. But my biggest advice is to do the research before you go ahead and register your business and or try to get a trademark for it. It can make your world go upside down, or it might not be a big deal, but knowing if something as serious as the name of your business can be yours is very important. So I would say do that research before registering and before trying to file a trademark.
So if we're going to have this conversation again 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
Oh my goodness. 1 year from now. Ooh, okay. So I expect us in 1 year to have our signature events totally, completely locked down. So that's our pitch events and that's our market events. By next year, this time, we should have 4 of those done. And that means we've been able to give away at least $20,000. Those are my biggest things, is making sure that outside of the education that we really do provide some monetary funding outside of the social amplification and digital amplification. So in a year, Black women owned should have given away $20,000 via pitch competition and help Black women within the DC, Maryland, Virginia area raise funds as they provide services in our marketplace.
That's awesome. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or the best way to get in contact with you?
Yes, absolutely. So it's Black Woman, WOMAN, owned.co. And it's Black Woman Owned, WOMAN, specifically on all social platforms. And we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. And my social handles are Goes by Walton on everything. We reply really quickly, Instagram DM, email, whichever one you like, we'll be there to answer. And when I say we, I mean me and my executive assistant. So please be graceful with us. But yes, that's the greatest way to get in touch with us. Our website, and our website has our email information too.
Awesome. Well, Walton, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat again in one year from now as you keep growing your business.
Thank you all so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise. And thanks for joining.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.